Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits. I know there's so much information out there, so I'm bringing on expert guests and sharing my own experiences to help you sift through all the wellness stuff without the BS. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am very excited for you to hear today's episode because it is with one of my favorite people, Candace Marino. You may know her as the LA Facialist, and I'm so happy to have her on the podcast because she absolutely transformed my skin, and she just has so much skincare knowledge to impart, and we really break down a lot of specifics in this episode. So this is just packed with so much value. We talk a lot about skincare non-negotiables that everybody should have in their routine. We talk about how she evaluates skin. We talk about lifestyle contributors to common skin issues. We talk a lot about what to do about acne. We talk about the skin barrier, what it is, how to protect it, how it can get damaged, and how to restore it. We talk about how to treat aging skin and anti-aging factors. We talk about her ideal skincare routine and in what order. We really get into the nitty-gritty of skincare routines and products that everybody should consider having in their routines. She is a hard person to book with, and she's in very high demand. So think of it like you are getting an appointment with her. And she actually has a website where you guys can purchase a lot of the products that we're talking about today. It's thelafacialist.com. And she was kind enough to give me a code to share with you guys for 15% off an order over $100. So you can go to thelafacialist.com and use the code BLONDEFILES if you guys want to purchase some skincare. So a little bit about Candace. She is better known by Hollywood as the LA Facialist. She's been a licensed esthetician for nearly 2 decades, developing custom complexion protocols and unique techniques for a highly discerning celebrity clientele. With an integrated, holistic approach to aesthetics, Candace offers a bespoke blend of advanced medical-grade care and relaxing skin therapy. She curates age-defying solutions and comprehensive, results-driven treatments designed to work in tandem with a vast range of cosmetic procedures, boosting benefits and maintaining maximum efficacy for patients. Her rejuvenation resume at prestige dermatology and cosmetic surgery practices includes extensive experience treating serious skin conditions such as acne, residual scarring, melasma, and pigmentation disorders, along with the development of an exclusive deep tissue facial massage technique. Her specialized techniques and highly sought after system of anti-aging programs push back the drooping point, promote tissue remodeling, increase collagen production, and ensure cumulative complexion improvements as restorative as they are transformative. Like I said, I am a proud client of hers. I can attest to all of that. And she brings that expertise into the podcast today. So whatever your skin condition is, no matter how old you are, there is something for you in this episode. And with that, I hope you enjoy Candace Marino. Welcome, Candace.
Thank you. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Really excited to have you on the show. We were just talking off mic about all the questions that people sent in. So we're kind of just going to jump into it. And I think we can just group it together and cover most of the questions just by talking about things that people can do in their 20s, 30s, 40s, like what universal things people should be using for their skin. And then we can talk about some specific concerns as well along the way. Why don't you just start by introducing yourself briefly and telling everyone about you?
All right. So my name is Candace Marino. My brand is called the LA Facialist. And I named it that because I didn't want my brand to be Candace Marino Skincare. I just wanted it to be separate so that anybody that works with me or for me can kind of be under that umbrella. So the LA Facialist, we're based in Beverly Hills. We do obviously skincare treatments, and a huge part of what we do is skincare programming. So we're giving routines to people, whether you live in Switzerland or you're here in Los Angeles. We treat people all over the world with really good skincare routines, and I've been doing it for 17 years, which is crazy, literally my whole adult life. So it's a passion of mine. I love it. I'm really grateful to be doing something that I actually enjoy.
And we'll just disclose right off the bat that you have me on a skincare routine as well. I'm one of your lucky clients.
And your skin looks great.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been talking about it in my past few solo episodes because people always ask about skincare. And I think for most people, it's probably always changing a little bit. And I feel like with my skin, sometimes things will work for a few months and then I need to like throw something else at it to switch it up and keep it on its toes.
Right.
But I've been using Jan Marini. I keep saying it in the podcast and then people keep DMing me asking me like, well, what is it? I use the whole system.
Yes.
And then a couple extra products. And it really has changed my skin so much in such a short amount of time. And I'm sure we'll get to this, but that DMK product that you put me on, holy shit.
Groundbreaking.
I got midlife acne is what I'm calling it.
I think it's like 90% of the population experiences some form of adult acne. And that doesn't mean you have to have huge cysts or pustules. Acne can be just comedones, like clogged pores. So there's obviously a degree of acne, right? And most of us have some form of acne. I have acne.
Where?
No, I'm telling you, like I have a very, very, very mild form of it, but I will break out hormonally or I will get clogged pores. And so huge misconception that acne only happens to teenagers. Our hormones are constantly shifting, and especially women of our age, like we have all these fluctuations going on. So people can have wrinkles and acne at the same time. And I'm here to tell you that it's normal.
Well, mine was mostly around my chin, my jaw area, and I started these DMK drops because I had that post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. And just in a couple of weeks, it's like night and day. So we're going to talk about all of these things and break it down. But why don't you just tell us if there are universal products that people should be using or universal ingredients that everybody should include in their routine? And I remember one person actually asked me, if I want to have a minimalist routine, three products, four products, what would they be?
Sure. So I have this list of non-negotiables. That's what I call them. Obviously, you need a cleanser. We need to be cleaning our skin. Number two is an antioxidant serum for the morning. Antioxidants protect our cells and they prevent damage from the environment from breaking down collagen or creating pigment, which is a battle for most people as we age. Number three would be something resurfacing. So a retinoid, some form of an AHA at night. So something that's going to turn over cells, stimulate collagen production, and then obviously sunscreen. I know that there's controversy about sunscreen. I feel like people just want to jump on anything that like people want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I understand like there's ingredients that are not as good for sunscreen and there's ones that are better, but you need to wear sunscreen.
I'm not a professional, but I feel like there's an argument for having some sunlight in your life,
absolutely,
right? And vitamin D. But there's also so much evidence about what long-term sun exposure does,
right,
to your skin.
Yep.
Okay, so cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
Antioxidant, is that like a vitamin C?
Mm-hmm. It can be. I know, okay, some people are sensitive to vitamin Cs. It doesn't necessarily have to be. It is considered like the gold standard in the industry. And there are several that are going to be non-sensitizing. So if you are someone who has had sensitivity with vitamin Cs in the past, you can try a different one and just kind of work with somebody that can guide you in the right direction. I have two off the top of my head that I don't ever get reactions to. DMK, they have a really good one. Even people that are notoriously sensitized by it can handle that. And then ProHeal Serum from Is Clinical, it's another really good gentle one. It has an olive leaf extract in it that is very calming to the skin. So those are two. If you're somebody that's battled with vitamin Cs, try those.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on clean beauty?
I mean, it's again, one of those controversies. People take like one side and they just want to drill it at people. And I'm just not one of those people that in any part of my life, I'm like diehard anything. Like I believe in a little bit of everything. And I like clean beauty products, but I don't understand what that means. What is clean beauty? Everything's a chemical. Water is a chemical. Like I don't understand. So I'm not somebody that's like everything has to be clean or non-toxic. Like, I think those words are just buzzwords to get people, like, on one of those sides, right? It's, like, a very polarizing society, even when it comes to stupid things like skin. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have a few brands that I love that are labeled clean. To me, clean beauty is something that is mostly an organic source that is raised organically, processed organically, formulated organically.
Mm-hmm.
Fortuna Skin is my favorite one.
I love their eye cream.
Oh, my God.
You gave me that, actually.
It is, like, whipped and decadent. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I feel like with the clean and the non-toxic and all of that, that's also to make money. Like,
yes,
you have to look at it from a business perspective.
Right.
You know, they're like they're selling something.
For sure.
And the sexier it is or the scarier it is, more people are going to feel compelled
to buy. I think the fear is like how they're driving this whole agenda in all aspects of life. I just don't have the bandwidth to sit here and think about every single thing that I'm doing every day. We're all going to die, right? I'm not going to let my skincare scare me, you know? And yeah, I like to be somewhere in the middle. I love medical grade skincare. I love a lot of organic products. And this is how I practice, even in my facials, we're blending those two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a time and a place for all of those types of products. So I just don't feel like people need to be like, you know, so
rigid.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah. If you're an avid listener of the podcast, then by now you're probably pretty well acquainted with my routines. And you may know that one of those routines is my morning matcha, meditation, and macadamias. My friend calls it my triple M. And if you listened to the episode with Glucose Goddess back over the summer, then you actually heard us go into this in a little bit more detail and talk about how having a healthy fat with something like my matcha that has maple syrup can help kind of flatten that glucose spike. So I knew I was on to something. I didn't know why, but I knew that I loved the combination, and I just feel good when I have a handful of macadamias. And like I said, I have that morning matcha. So you know the routine, but you may not know that not all nuts are created equal. When you are choosing macadamia nuts, you are getting all your fatty acids, 20 times more omega-3s than almonds, and better fat composition than olive oil or avocados to keep you satiated. The problem is, and I'm sure you've run into this, is that it can actually be difficult to find good ones. You don't want any bitter taste or crumbly texture, or the worst, that plasticky aftertaste. I don't know why so many brands of macadamia nuts that I used to buy tasted like plastic. So that's why the only brand that I love and trust is House of Macadamias. They are partnered with over 90 independent farmers in South Africa, where the nuts are hand-sorted in the world's leading harvesting facility. They are a labor of love and always kept as the first ingredient in any of the product innovation. So their macadamia bars are 45% macadamias with only clean ingredients added, and they taste incredible. They don't ever go on sale, but House of Macadamias is very generously giving my listeners an exclusive code to get 20% off your first purchase. So take advantage of this. Visit houseofmacadamias.com blonde and use the code blonde. And again, you'll get 20% off your first purchase. Again, that's houseofmacadamias.com/blonde. And the code is blonde for 20% off.
Hi, friends. I'm Cameron Rogers, host of Freckled Foodie and Friends podcast, which is now on Dear Media. Are you wondering what just happened to your life after having a baby or struggling with your mental health during postpartum? That was me just a few months ago. Are you working on healing your relationship with yourself, your body, and or food? Same. We are all on a journey to self-love and acceptance, and I'm right there with you. That's what Freckled Foodie and Friends is all about, reminding you that no matter what, you are not alone. Make sure to tune in for season 5, launching with Dear Media on November 9th, and subscribe to listen to new episodes every Wednesday morning.
So when somebody comes in to see you, how do you evaluate their skin and how do you then decide what their program is going to be?
Sure. So obviously talking to them, getting information about their skin, their lifestyle, so much goes into skin. It can be, and it oftentimes is diet related. What's your stress level? What's going on at home? Like, do you have 7 kids? Like, that's a problem. Like, it will, not, it's not a problem, but it will impact your skin, you know?
And it ages you faster.
It does. Hormones are, and I like to get this information to help me understand like the scope of who this person is, why is their skin presenting this way? What is their main concern? If you could change one thing about your skin, what would it be? Those are the questions. But after I gather this information, a lot of times I'm recommending like, listen, I'm going to help you here with the skincare, but I also think that you need to take it a step further. You should be seeing somebody that can run hormones. I want to know what's going on with your hormone panel, because if you're having acne at a certain age or a huge shift in how your skin presents, there's likely something going on with your hormones or it's gut related. So I often refer to somebody for that, because it's not just how your skin's presenting. The skin is a reflection of what's going on inside. And so in order for somebody to have a good treatment and a holistic experience with skin, you have to dive a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there's only so much that you can do topically.
Yeah.
I mean, even with me, like I've been very vocal about this. I was using good skincare and I was doing all the things, but it wasn't until I went on spironolactone.
Mm-hmm.
Things calmed down. And I don't know if it was a combination or what, but I clearly had hormone stuff going on. My period basically stopped. I had all this stress in my life over the summer. I had a surgery, like so many things. And it was like, yeah, I could do everything externally, but it wasn't till I started on the inside that things started getting a little bit better.
For sure. It's such a layered situation. Even for me, like I just wanted to know like what's going on with my hormones, what's going on in my gut. And my naturopath, she's amazing. And she found out all of this stuff about my health that, you know, I'm lucky. My skin doesn't fluctuate too much, but it does all relate. And I really wanted to get to the root of my health and really optimize my health. And she told me like, I found like something that she decided that it was caused by taking antibiotics. And I'm like, I haven't been on antibiotics in forever. And she was like, well, the last time you took it, it probably did something to the microbiome. I don't know. I'm butchering this. I'm obviously not a doctor.
Sounds legit to me.
But it's so legit. And so now we're doing stuff to like reset the body internally and just optimize my health, get my detox pathways open so that the skin functions better.
And have you seen changes externally? I mean, you're always glowing. So.
That's my little secret sunscreen tip. But I have. I feel like I just overall look healthier. I'm less dull. And like, you can have a glow from a product, which is usually what I'm doing. But I feel like I'm just more vibrant. And I feel better like in every aspect of my life. So yeah, when somebody comes to me and they have a skin issue, of course, we're going to get them on a routine. We're going to give them a good treatment. But if they're coming back and their skin improves and then it regresses, like there's something else going on that it's not products, because I have an arsenal of like some of the best products in the world. So if we've put you on Jan Marini and DMK and Skin Better and Is Clinical and all of these things improve you and then you go back to the baseline, it's not the skincare products. Mm-hmm. It's the gut. It's the hormones. So we got to get that in check.
Are there any lifestyle things that you see in a lot of people who they come in, maybe they have acne or other concerns, and they change these few things and you see a big difference? I mean, it's like dairy, a big contributor to acne. We always hear that one.
Yep.
Things like that.
Yes. And actually, I have a client that I've been seeing for, I think we're going on 2 years now. And what I was just saying, we switched her on all the lines and her skin would get a little bit better, then clear, and then it would go back. I'm like, listen, she had her hormones tested. Nothing was going on with the hormones. And I'm like, just see what happens if you remove gluten and dairy. And she removed it, and all of a sudden she's like, whoa, like I didn't know that that could make such an impact. And listen, nobody wants to go to the food thing because it brings us so much joy. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, absolutely no gluten and dairy. Like, I'm never giving up cheese. I'm never giving up pasta. It's not happening. But if you can have a lifestyle where maybe 80% of the time you're doing gluten and dairy free, and then you indulge a few times, like a week, you know, once or twice, I think that's a good balance. And I do think it impacts how the skin looks.
It's really crazy because I was gluten and dairy free for a long time, and then I came to a more moderate place where I was like, well, 80-20-ish, you know, I'm not going to not have pasta right. if I go out or if I'm traveling or whatever. And especially with the gluten, I was like, well, I'm not celiac, so it's not a problem. And I started eating a lot of gluten. This is like in the last couple months. And a few weeks ago, I think even when I came to see you, I had this huge rash under my arm. I started getting patches on my arm and then like little patches on my face. And then I was like, well, I've been eating a ton of gluten. Let me just see what happens if I stop it. And this whole time I was like, I don't subscribe to everybody being gluten intolerant. I stopped it and everything went away.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Have you had it tested? Like, because I got mine back and I'm a one. So it's like a 1 to 3 rating or something.
Oh.
I'm one. So she's like, listen, this isn't like destroying you, but because we're detoxing and because we just want to do a reset, let's remove it.
Mm. And I was tested years ago, but I don't remember if there was a scale. I remember my nutritionist just saying, you're not celiac, but he said to avoid it. And I did for a long time. But then I was like, why? So I decided to reintroduce it.
We're back on the gluten.
Yeah. But again, like moderation, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to eat it. And I'll still have like really good sourdough. I had pasta the other night. It's just about noticing things. And maybe it worked for me for a while. And then it is not working for me now for whatever reason.
Right.
So, okay. Let's talk acne. What do you like to do for acne?
Okay, so again, the 80-20 rule applies to pretty much everything in life because we can't expect people to not like live happy lives, right? I don't like restricting people. But again, with skin, 80-20 is a good rule. 80% of your results come from what you do at home, what you're doing every single day. 20% comes to the treatments that we do in the office, whether we're doing just regular facials or chemical peels, or I'm referring you to somebody for lasers or whatnot. So I like to get them on a really good routine, and that is about prevention. So with all things in life, prevention is more valuable than the cure, right? So when somebody comes in with acne, we want to be preventing that acne process by gently resurfacing the skin daily with our products that we're using in our skincare routine. And when we do that, it prevents that oil from building up in the pore that causes a plug, that attracts bacteria, that spills out into the surrounding tissue and causes inflammation, which is a pimple. So if we're preventing the acne process, we're not treating pimples. I don't really believe in spot treatments because You get a pimple, right? You're not going to cure the pimple. All you can do with a pimple is reduce the inflammation. So yes, like those stickers are great because they occlude and that helps reduce inflammation. Icing is great. But when people are like, oh, I have to put salicylic on this spot, it's like, okay, like the pimple's already there. Let's reduce the inflammation. I don't know. I just feel like there's so many things out there that people want to be like, okay, I have a pimple. I'm going to put this all over it and it's going to go away. It's not that easy. There's no real magic wand, right? So it's all about reducing that inflammation. And if we prevent that process from happening, then we don't have the acne. And there's no cure for acne. We can only manage it. And that's why Jan Marini, it's one of my biggest acne lines. It's called the skincare management system. So it's about managing these conditions instead of treating them because, again, there's no cure. We just got to suppress and keep it at bay.
How long should somebody stay on something if they have started a new system or started a new product for something like acne? How long does it take to see improvement? Do people normally purge before they get better? What's normal when that happens?
So I think it's good for people to be on a routine for at least 4 weeks before you really, really, you know, give it a judgment, right? I do see with the Jan Marini, for instance, people will text me like 5 days later and be like, what's going on? My skin looks really good. And I actually put my mom and my dad on it and my sister. Like we were all on it at the same time when I first started on it in 2020. And everybody would compliment, like they're telling my dad, they're like, your skin looks so good.
It just makes it so dewy. And also like, I feel like it just gets everything out of your pores. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's the resurfacing action. It's all the acids that's just preventing that dead cell debris from clogging the pore. And it gives you that nice glow. When you have exfoliated skin, your skin is able to accept hydration. You're going to have a better glow. So yeah, I think it's fair to give it a good month, right? But I know with things that are very active, like for instance, what we're talking about here, the skincare management system, people can get a little sensitive. And when they get sensitive, I tell them, please call me. I want to be able to adjust things because we can pull back the BioClear serum and we can add in something for more hydration. So it's really about slowly integrating these products, not just throwing all of them on at once, even though it is a full system. A lot of people need to go slowly so that they don't get irritated. Mm-hmm. But once you get over that hurdle, it's amazing. And I've done this with literally hundreds of people, and I've only had one person who like didn't want to like stick with it and didn't want me to adjust it, that was just like, she gave up. And it's like, when they give up, it's like almost to that breakthrough point with everything in life, right? Like right when you're about to quit, it's like, you're going to turn that corner and it's going to get better. But whatever, she's lame. She's done. She's out of the program.
I'm like, I think I did that a few months ago.
People do. And that's why I really encourage my clients, like, don't be afraid to text me. Don't be afraid to call me. Like if you are coming to me, I really, really want to be a part of this journey with you. And I'm not going to leave you high and dry if your skin is irritated. People are always like, I feel bad to text. I'm like, no, because I want you to get these results. I'm really committed to them and I will respond.
Yeah. Yes, you do respond. With something like Retin A or Tretinoin, how do you feel about that? And like, should people stick with it even if they are super sensitive, even if they're just using it once a week and they're still getting red and dry and flaky? I know everyone says push through that.
Yeah.
And I know for me, like I just couldn't. Sometimes my skin could handle it, but sometimes it just could not. And
right.
It was hard for me to be consistent because, you know, I'm on camera a lot and stuff. I can't be like red and flaky all the time.
Sure. I actually have never been able to get used to any prescription strength retinoids. So I'm with you on that. And I don't think people should have to suffer. Mm-hmm. You can get just as good of retinoid ingredients in over-the-counter brands. Skin Better actually makes the only retinol that I mean, I had tried them all. I'd been on every type of prescription. I had tried the ones that are like, this is gentle retinol. None of them worked. The Skin Better Alpha Ret changed my life. Mm-hmm. That was the first one that I could introduce to my skin, use it every day, no redness, no peeling. And they've actually done studies that show that it's as impactful for the skin as prescription tretinoin. I think the 0.025. Don't quote me on that, but they've done so many studies on they've taken before and afters on people, and their skin has actually done better on the Alpha Ret because there's so many other nourishing ingredients. So you get the Alpha Ret molecule, which is retinoic acid bound with lactic. There's glycolic in there, and then it's in a peptide formula. And so I just feel there is a time and a place for prescription retinoids for sure. But if you can get the same results without the irritation, why would you push yourself through, you know, doing that?
Yeah.
I like my products, even when they're active, to have additional benefits. So for instance, that Alpha Ret we're talking about, it has so many benefits to just the overall integrity of the skin. There's moisturizing ingredients in there. There's skin strengthening ingredients instead of just straight up vitamin A and whatever that basic cosmetic formula is that they put in that tube. I think that Alpha Ret or another cosmeceutical brand is superior.
Mm-hmm. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know that I feel my best when I have mental clarity. When I have mental clarity, I feel like I can show up as my best self in work. I can show up as my best self in my relationships. I can show up for myself. But oftentimes, life gets in the way. I get bogged down. I feel overwhelmed. I start to get a little bit murky with things. And this is where therapy has always been so helpful for me. Therapy can not only help me get closer to the best version of myself, but it can help me navigate a lot of that murkiness and just give me a different perspective on things that I don't necessarily get on my own. I don't get when I'm running things by my friends. It takes that professional perspective to help you just walk through things and see things differently in your life. Aside from getting that clarity, I have also gained so many coping skills. I've learned how to set boundaries. I have just felt empowered to be the best version of myself as a result of therapy. And it's not just for going through challenging things. I think that's a big misconception about therapy. I think some of the greatest therapeutic breakthroughs that I've ever had have been when I've been in therapy when things are going really well. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/files today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/files. I always say that my nighttime routine is really the most important routine that I have in my life, because if I'm not winding down at night, getting a good night's sleep, I am not going to be functioning at an optimal level the next day. So I have a few rituals that I like to really stick to at night that aren't rigid. They're things that I really look forward to. And I always include some form of magnesium. It's really helped me to relax and sleep through the night. You guys know that I love Mellow by Ned, but lately I've been drinking their shut-eye chai latte before bed. It is amazing. So let's rewind a little bit and start with the issue. 70 million Americans have chronic sleep issues, and 50% of Americans deal with sleep deprivation. So I'm sure you guys have dealt with this at some point in your life. You know how difficult it can be. It doesn't only affect your energy. For me, it affects my appetite. It affects my mental clarity. It affects my mood. So it's not just an energy issue. And we know that it has a lot of detrimental effects in our body as well. So Ned is here to help with their incredible product, Shut-Eye Chai. It's inspired by 5,000 years of ancient healing tradition, and it's Ned's biggest product launch to date. So it's a mellow super blend latte for sleep that combines adaptogens, aminos, functional mushrooms, and yes, magnesium, seriously the best ingredients out there, wrapped in this heavenly masala chai inspired spiced body. So think cinnamon, clove, ginger, all that good stuff. And it doesn't just set you up for amazing sleep. It has ingredients like chaga, reishi, and ashwagandha, which are deeply nourishing to your body. So you're getting a ton of additional benefits. It's also crafted from the highest grade single origin ingredients, ethically sourced from some of the world's best small scale farms. So Shut-Eye Chai will help calm your nervous system. It will help nourish your senses and send you peacefully off to dreamland. It's all natural, made exclusively from functional botanicals, fungi, herbs, plants, minerals, roots, and spices. I like to either mix it with a little bit of water, or if I'm feeling like something a little bit more indulgent, I will mix it with some nut milk and some honey and froth it all up. And it's just this delicious, warm, kind of spicy, sweet latte. I love it so much. So discover how Shut-Eye Chai can revolutionize your sleep and get 15% off with the code BLONDE. Go to helloned.com/blonde or enter the code BLONDE at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/blonde to get 15% off. Sweet dreams. Can you explain the skin barrier a little bit and how people protect it and how people can damage it and then how to restore it?
Yes. So barrier is a huge issue, and barrier is going to be like the basis of having healthy skin. And overuse of retinoids, overuse of acids can totally destroy the barrier. So we want to be nourishing the skin. We want to be providing ceramides and fatty acids to the skin so that we can have a healthy, happy microbiome. And the skin barrier is our skin's immunity. So when you break it down, the skin is going to be more susceptible to irritation and infection. So it's really about like this whole total body wellness. And it is also the skin barrier and the gut. There is a direct link there as well. To mention DMK, I mean, they're all about the barrier and about creating a healthy skin with ingredients that help support the barrier and nourishing the body. So they have like their internal stuff and all of their topicals, and then their treatment, the enzyme, which we're going to do on you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's like all about rebuilding the skin from within and helping the skin like solve its own problems, basically. That mask, what it does is it puts pressure on the capillaries so you get a ton of blood flow. So you're getting true oxygenation from within and the skin will just go through this whole transformation and really heal itself, whether it's acne, rosacea, eczema, like it's...
The before and afters are crazy.
It's wild. Yeah. And I said there's no magic wand for skin, but if there was, I think that that treatment really would be it.
When is it time to resort to lasers? Or do you like both? I know that you mentioned earlier like some other treatments, but do you like that kind of 80-20, like 80% skincare, 20% procedures like that? Or how do you like to incorporate that into these routines?
So I'm really not that experienced in the laser world. I've only done myself like Clear and Brilliance, and I've done Morpheus once. I'm more of a peel girl. I see really good results, and I think you can get just as good of results with the peels versus lasers, which cause a lot of heat. And for people like myself, like I get melasma. So for me, I'm like, I'm a little nervous, but I do have really great professionals that I refer to and that when there is a time and place for it. With acne scarring and things like that, I do think that we need a combination approach with good skincare at home, facials, microneedling, chemical peels, and lasers. So I will pull in another professional on that because you do need to hit those types of conditions with so many different things. It's not a one and done type of scenario. So yeah, I will refer out when people have the needs for it, but it's never my first option just because I'm not the professional.
Right.
So I'm just like, go talk to this person.
Scope of practice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We'll do some listener questions, but the last one that I want to touch on is aging skin.
Okay.
This is everybody's big concern, aside from acne for the most part. What do you like to do for prevention? Obviously, sunscreen is probably number one. I'm just guessing. But how do you like to treat aging skin? And what do you think are the most important factors to go into anti-aging?
So my non-negotiables from previous, when we were just starting to talk, the vitamin C or the antioxidant serum, that is going to protect those cells from the environment that is trying to break the cells down, cause pigment, cause wrinkles. The retinoid, which is going to help stimulate that cell turnover and also stimulate collagen production. So those are like for every age. But when we're talking about age management, age prevention, and just slowing down that process, when you have those two ingredients, they really, really work synergistically together. And in fact, your skin needs vitamin C to create collagen. So it's like this whole approach together and they work really nicely. Sunscreen for sure. And then I really just like to make sure that, again, we're exfoliating the skin, but we're not doing too much. We're respecting that skin barrier and we're giving the skin ingredients that help to nourish it and really replenish the skin and just support it very gently. I don't like to do too many like super aggressive treatments on people that have age concerns because likely the skin might be a little bit thinner. You might have a little bit more laxity. So it's all about just going slow and steady and using those ingredients that are tried and true and have proven results.
What's your ideal skincare routine and what's the order that people should be using their products and how long should they wait between each step?
I get asked that a lot and I'm like, you wouldn't, like, if you're eating a meal, you're not like, okay, I'm going to eat the carrots first and then I'm going to the meat. You know, it's like, it's all going to the same place. You don't have to wait a crazy amount of time. So obviously cleansing is number one. We're going to cleanse the skin. Step two depends if you're exfoliating or not. If you are doing like a mask, a peel pad, anything like that, you can go ahead into that. Once you remove, then you can go into your actual routine. So if you're doing like a toner or a mist or an essence, those would go on first, followed by your serums. And likely you are using multiple serums. Most of us are. So you're going to usually layer thinnest to thickest. And then you can go into your creams, oils, however you know, get ready for bed with those. In the morning, we're obviously doing sunscreen. And then eye cream, I forgot to mention. I like to tell my clients to put your eye cream on first because a lot of the ingredients that we're putting on our face aren't appropriate for the eye area. And I think we've all done it where we're like, we put like an acid on our face and then we put our eye cream on and then you're like, wow, my eyes are burning. So we get traces of that to the eye area if we put it in the wrong order. So I like to put the eye cream on first. It creates a little bit of a barrier. Then you can put on your acids, exfoliating products, et cetera.
What's your philosophy on oils?
I love oils. I know that there is like, again,
controversy.
There is. There's so much controversy. This is like such a minimal thing in life, but people get hell-bent on whatever it is.
It's anything. It's, mm-hmm. I post oatmeal and people find something to be offended by.
They're like on a witch hunt for, yeah. Okay, that's wild. Yes, I do like oils. I find, obviously, there's going to be great oils for people and there's going to be bad ones. I've found even with some of my acne clients, the right oil actually really helps and it will slow down that natural oil production. If you're super oily and you're super greasy during the day, try an oil. Like it might just slow down that own natural production because your body, the skin's job is to protect us, right? And the oil is part of that process. So when we introduce topical nourishing ingredients like oils, it can send a signal to the brain like, okay, I'm protected. I don't have to work so hard to create that oil to protect the skin. So it's all about kind of balance. Skincare is a balance. And that truly is my philosophy in skin is it's all about balance. And I find that oils can be really, really helpful for people. The best one, in my opinion, is the Fortuna Biphase Oil. It's part olive oil and part olive leaf water. So you have the hydration component and the moisture component. And so with a skin like somebody that's acne prone, they're likely dry, but they also have a lot of oil production happening. So it's about achieving that balance. So we get that in that product from the water part and the oil part.
I know that a lot of people go into the new year wanting to eat healthier, maybe start cooking more, but it can be really time consuming looking for recipes and shopping for ingredients. And this is where Green Chef comes in. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals. They offer a range of recipes to suit your preferences, and now they have expanded their menu, so you can choose from 30 recipes weekly with the option to mix and match meals from different dietary preferences in the same box without changing your plan, so it's really versatile. They now also have the option to add chicken or fish to select vegan and veggie recipes each week so that you can get an added protein boost. And if you're craving more servings of one of your favorite recipes, you can double the portions in your weekly order. So all of this customization is amazing. And the recipes feature organic produce, premium proteins, and sustainably sourced ingredients. So you can raise your food standards in 2023 and reap the flavor benefits. So you guys probably know that I have been cooking a lot more ever since my food poisoning incident last fall. I've talked about it a lot here, but sometimes, like I said, it's just not convenient or doable for me to be searching for a different recipe every day, going out and doing the shopping. So Green Chef makes it really easy to have all of that part done for you, and then you can still do the cooking, which I love. We had Green Chef waiting for us when we got back from Mexico, and it was just so nice to come back from a trip and not have to worry about doing grocery shopping and all of that. So go to greenchef.com/blonde60 and use the code blonde60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that's greenchef.com/blonde60 and use the code blonde60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. You guys know what is out in 2023? Perfection. Perfection is an illusion, so I think we have to give it up already. There's no perfect routine. There's no perfect workout. There's no perfect diet. And Ritual knows this. Ritual knows it's basically impossible to get all the nutrients you need from your diet 100% of the time. So they have made a multivitamin that helps you focus on what's important, like filling key nutrient gaps to support foundational health. I love Ritual. I've been taking it for years. I love that they focus on filling the nutrient gaps. They believe that you can get most of what you need through your diet and through your lifestyle. I absolutely love that the ingredients are traceable. I love that it has a minty fresh flavor and a time release. I sometimes can get kind of sick to my stomach from other supplements. So there are so many things that I love about it. I also appreciate that they are really intentional about everything that goes into the vitamin. So it's a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality, like I said, traceable key ingredients, also in clean bioavailable forms. They have 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day. And their unique beadlet and oil is even patented. Like I said, there's a delicious minty essence in every bottle. It keeps things fresh and it helps make taking your Maltese every day actually enjoyable. So instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/blonde to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. Again, ritual.com/blonde. Okay, so let's do some listener questions. I know we answered a lot of these, but you talked about exfoliation. How often should people be exfoliating?
Yeah,
daily?
Okay, so this is kind of hard because a lot of the products that we're using are going to have some exfoliation component to it. But when I'm saying exfoliation, I refer to them as like, what are you doing at home? Like a peel pad, a mask, a scrub. Like that's, in my opinion, like 2 times a week with a skin exfoliating treatment is perfect. And then, of course, there's people that might not be able to tolerate that much. Some people can do maybe 3 times a week. I look at the exfoliation as those treatments, not your normal skincare routine, because the serums that we're using every day, even if they are exfoliating, we're still doing them. It's just the routine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that confusing?
So, well, let's apply this to myself. So with the Jan Marini, I know that like the cleanser, the bioglycolic, that's technically
exfoliating,
right? Mm-hmm. So then is there something additionally that I should be doing a few times a week? Or I know the Skinzyme, is that the...
I was going to say, have you done Skinzyme? It is, I'm obsessed yes. with that. So, okay, that's the one, like Skinzyme, you could use it every single day. It's enzymes and they do not peel live skin cells. So you're eating away at that dead skin, but you're never impacting the live cells. So if you want to go wild and use it every single day, and sometimes I do because it gives such a polished, beautiful look to the skin, that's... Yes, it is exfoliating, but we're not impacting those live cells, so it's not encouraging those cells to die and slough off.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And then I've been using the peel pads like every 3 days right now.
Okay. I would say max with peel pads, especially when you're on the whole system, which has a lot of exfoliating ingredients, 1 to 2 times a week is fine. And then I would use Skinzyme as your like...
The main one?
Go in with that one.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Have you... heard about people in Hollywood using low-dose Accutane for anti-aging? This girl has asked me this on every Q&A for the past like 5 episodes that I've done. So I got you, girl. The professional is here to answer because I don't know.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that do. And they're taking like 5-10 milligrams and maybe not even daily. They're just spacing it out, but they have that prescription and they... like just chip off a little piece and take it.
Is it for acne or is it for anti-aging?
I think it's for both because the Accutane is internal vitamin A.
Oh.
Yes. So it is doing all of these cell regenerating processes internally and it's slowing down the oil production of the skin, which it feels counterintuitive because we want oil production with age, you know, we want that to support our barrier. We want it to keep our skin moist. But I do think that it does help with like textural concerns because I do have clients that have been on it for a long time. I'm like, this sounds wild because I think it is a drug that can be really hard on people and it's hit or miss. So I'm not recommending it, but yes, it's true. If you've ever seen somebody go through an acne process and they've been on Accutane, at the end of it, they have like a glow about them. Their skin is very resurfaced because we're getting that exfoliation.
Interesting. Okay. What do you like to do for the skin on the body? This is something I wanted to ask you too. Like, is there a Jan Marini like system for the body?
Okay. So... I like everybody to treat their neck and chest the same way they treat their face. So you can for sure use all the Jan Marini stuff.
I take it down to the boobs.
Yeah, nips to tips. So nipple to the tip of the head. So we want to treat everything because we want to age in unison in this area. But for the rest of the body, yes, there are some really great body products that I love. My favorite body lotion on the planet, I'm married to this product. We're in a long-term relationship, is Body Complex from Is Clinical. Have you tried it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send you one.
Okay.
It is like, it's a cream, it's a lotion cream, right? It's not thick, it's thin, and it just absorbs. Like, you literally feel your skin drinking it, and it has acids in it. So it has lactic, glycolic, salicylic, all botanically derived, and it's just like the silkiest body product because I can't handle when I put on a product and then I have like a layer on me. Like, yes. I don't like to feel like
greasy.
Film.
Yeah. I know, me neither.
I can't handle that. So the Is Clinical Body Complex is like my hero product for the body. I also love body scrubs. Do you go to Pellicure?
We talked about this last time. I've been there like once or twice, but I got to get on like a routine and
they
just do like a monthly scrub.
Scrub the shit out of you. Yeah. And they are not afraid. They'll like throw your leg over your head and they're getting in there.
You like go on that big table, like get waterboarded.
Yeah, you get waterboarded for sure. You're just like, it's just an experience. I love it. So I love to go there. I try to go there every month. And then at home for body scrubs, two of my favorites, Cora Organics has a really good body scrub. And then Sea in the Moon, have you tried theirs?
Mm-mm.
I really like that brand too. And that's like a more organic line. Actually, both of them are, Cora and Sea in the Moon. So I love to do a body scrub at home. And then I love retinoids and acids for the body as well. What's the brand? Environ makes a really good retinol oil for the body.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So okay. We love those.
Gotta get that.
And dry brushing, I can't forget.
Ooh.
Dry brushing is really good. Dry brushing, obviously, you're going to get some exfoliation, but it helps with the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system has no pump. It runs like parallel to the circulatory system, but we don't have the heart pushing the lymph. So movement is the way we get it to go. And then also stimulation through massage, through exercise, and dry brushing. And that's actually one of my New Year's goals every year. And I do really well at it. And then I like start skipping or I travel and mm-hmm. I forget my travel one, but it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely adding that to the routine. You struggle with melasma, you mentioned. Mm-hmm. What do you like to do for that?
So, and you might have seen this on my Instagram, my before and after,
yes.
with the Jan Marini MD system, which has all the products that you're on, plus Luminate lotion, which is a pigment inhibitor retinoid. So I had the best results with that. And it was a 4-month situation. And I'll pin it to my Instagram if people want to look. I had tried everything, and I'm the type of person where I usually will do like a Cosmolan peel every year because that suppresses melasma. I've never had such great results before until I did this system. I was shocked by it. And I did actually kind of try it. Like the rep had reached out and wanted me to carry the line. And I was like, I'm going to try it. But I wasn't banking on it. I'm like, I'm going to prove her wrong and be like, this shit doesn't work. And then I was like, whoa, like this is amazing. So that's really what I got my melasma in check with. And I've been able to maintain, even though it's a chronic lifelong condition, maintaining it with the system. And then I added in some of the DMK, the Melanotech drops that you're on. I add that into my skincare management system before my vitamin C. And then sunscreen, it's huge. If you're investing in your skin and you're spending money on products, to not wear sunscreen is throwing money down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I'm like not a professional, but I agree.
It's true. Well, you know.
I know because I did all the sun damage, mm-hmm. like in the tanning bed and everything. Mm-hmm. And luckily, when I got sober, I got really diligent about sun protection on my face.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still kind of like laying out up until I was like 30.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in my face and like some of the skin on like highly exposed areas of my body, I mean, I laser the shit out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like trying to keep it at bay, but it makes such a huge difference.
It does for sure. I've been like obviously very sun cautious for pretty much my whole career because I'm educated in this. This year was the year that I was like, all right, I know that I take care of myself. I know I wear a hat. I know I have sunscreen on, but I'm not going to be the psycho because I'm usually with like a towel on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Italy and I was on a boat and I'm having a great time. And I'm like, I'm not going to freak out about it.
Yeah.
And let's just see what happens. And I came back and yes, I was a little freckly, but I was using the good ingredients that I tell my clients to use every single day. And my skin rebounded so quickly when I like came back and like reintroduced my retinoid and everything. When I was away, I was just on the Melanotech drops. I was on the Skin Better vitamin C. So, and then Is Clinical Sunscreen, which it's the best. Those were my like 3 non-negotiables while I was there. And when I came home, I reintroduced the retinoids and the acids and everything. And my skin went right back to being great.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to know you can have a lifestyle where you have sun exposure and do it responsibly and you can enjoy yourself and you can get a little bit of color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the end of the world. If you're using good ingredients, you're going to support that healthy skin regeneration when you get back to your normal routine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing we should stop doing, one thing we should start doing.
Okay. Start doing. I think we all need movement in our lives. And I'm fortunate enough to where, like, I can go phases where I'm, like, being really lazy and not working out, and I don't have, like, a huge weight fluctuation. And so I was in the mindset of, like, whatever, like, I don't need to do this for, like, what I look like. And then I recently started just being really committed to get up and just go to the gym, get up, go to yoga. And it's improved every single aspect of my life. Like, it makes me more impactful in my work. It makes me more impactful in my relationships. Like, I just feel like our bodies are not supposed to stay stagnant. And so many of us have careers where we're at a computer, or for me, I'm behind a bed. I'm working on people. And we're not supposed to stay in one place. We're supposed to move. And I feel like when we stop moving, that's when we age. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage everybody to just, even if it's a walk, just get your body going and you will feel so much better. So that's what we should start doing. Stop doing. I think we all need to stop seeking external validation. And that can be, you know, through Instagram likes, Instagram follows. It could be through needing your partner to validate you, needing, you know, strangers to validate you, needing your work to validate you. If you have a good relationship with yourself and you work on that self-love, the external stuff, yes, we want to have great relationships, but you don't need it to feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, tell everybody where they can find you.
Okay. So on Instagram, that's my main social platform, at the LA Facialist. And then our website is www.thelafacialist.com.
And we'll link all of that below. And I think we have a code.
We do.
For Jan Marini. So we'll put that below.
It's for everything on the website.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter what line they choose. So yeah, you can be on whatever skincare routine you want. We also do virtual consults. And I really do recommend it. If you're struggling, you've tried everything, you don't know what you need, set up a time. We'll get on the phone. We'll get on FaceTime and we'll chat. We'll get you on a routine that's for you and you'll see results through that.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
I hope you enjoyed that episode, and if you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. You can go to ariellaurie.com, and I'm always posting about each episode over on my personal page at ariellaurie.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.